to ask two questions. You have to wait for your turn. Kindly raise your hand and we'll start. So, let's start with it.
How different is this pitch compared to the exact pitch? And what are the thoughts on the follow-up?
I haven't thought about the follow-on. I think the captain will decide overnight on what he should be doing. It's also important how the bowlers recover tomorrow morning. What was the other question? Sorry.
How this pitch is different from the
I think it's pretty similar. It's played well. Vizag was 505 for 3 or 4 or whatever. Here at 600 for 5 and they also batted pretty well. So, tells you a story. Generally, the scorecard tells you a story and how well they bat. And one of the biggest problems with this South African team is the bat till number 11. So, you'll have to bowl at them like you bowl at the top order every single time. Whoever walks in, that includes Rabada as well. So, it was hard work, but you expect to bowl out team in 100 overs or 95 overs.
Like I just said, we'll have one question at a time.
I think it's just a namesake mic. I can't hear it. Look, I think time and again, a lot of people from within the team as well have spoken highly of Saha, and it's a no-brainer to say Saha is one of the best going around. And I've hardly seen him miss anything, even from the rough today for Jaddu, as you saw the ball that he took Rabada's cover drive. Those are all, I think, just indication showing how good a keeper and how good a hand, what good set of hands he's got. And Saha's obviously got a great composure too, and you can't really rule him out with the bat either. He's had some really handy contributions for the team, so he's a great character and a great keeper to have for us. I don't get frustrated, like I said. I don't want to get frustrated either, because I'm happy to be bowling again, and whoever bats against me, I'm happy to keep bowling at them. So I wasn't frustrated at all. And like I said, it's a good pitch. Philander batted beautifully. I thought his technique towards the spin for defense and fast bowling was wonderful. He played with soft hands, the bat face was nicely running down. So, I think the myth of tailenders is just overstated. When a batsman bats well, he bats well. And nowadays, nobody really is a mug with a bat. Anybody till number 11 bats. Even in our team, everybody bats pretty well till number 11.
You just said people bat well. Are you surprised that the top order of South Africa, Elgar side and Wazir, have struggled as much as they have?
I think it will be quite harsh to say that. In all honesty, I think South Africa have batted pretty well and have played some good cricket over the last two test matches. Sometimes when you stand on the field in India for 2 days or more than 150, 160 overs, it can be hard. I can entirely empathize with the tired legs and all that. Elgar batted beautifully in the last test. Faf has been batting pretty well. Obviously, there are some quality batsmen. Temba Bowman is a good player, and you've got a few other batsmen who haven't come to the party. I'm sure they're all waiting to get some runs on, because these are really good pitches to bat on.
Is there a difference between what was the big difference between what South Africa's fast bowlers bowled on the first day pitch, especially the first session, and how India operated with the new ball yesterday?
I think even before the test match started, some of the team members on our side who had played first class cricket in the Pune ground suggested to us that the morning session and even the evening session does a little bit here in this ground, on this pitch. I thought Rabada bowled beautifully, but Rohit and Mayank and Pujara negotiated them really well in the morning. So did Philander, they kept beating the bat. But last evening, I thought the way Shami and Umesh ran it was extremely special, because the way Shami was getting the ball to like carry over to the keeper, it was a pleasant sight to see. It doesn't happen often in India, but this seam attack of ours have completely earned the right of doing such things, and we aren't surprised about it anymore.
This pitch is not typically Indian pitch, so as a spin bowler, what kind of mindset and what kind of preparation can they see?
This is typically an Indian pitch from my experience. I don't know why you say it's not a typical Indian pitch, because these are the sort of pitches that we tend to get. Even in first class cricket, these are the pitches we get. So I don't see why it's not a typical Indian pitch.
Any questions? Thank you.